Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mongo, good afternoon to you.
Yebo, good afternoon. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Thank you so much. And yourself?
No, I'm good. I'm good this time.
Great stuff. Pastor, we are having a conversation with you today, a very good conversation, I must say, because we are talking, about a subject that everyone actually, or not everyone, not everyone. Why am I saying everyone? But what that most people actually would, struggle with and not be able to address. I do hope that you have had a good day. So let's actually get straight to it. Thankfulness in adversity is what we are addressing this afternoon. Now, we just want to check, as we reflect on what it means to be thankful and about thinking about the gratitude, with what is really, about in light of our sufferings, actually. So, Pastor, please share with us some biblical examples of, gratitude expressed in the Bible in the midst of suffering. And what is it that we can gain from that?
Well, maybe we can just recap what we said yesterday, that in the book of Hebrews, we are grateful to God because He has given us the kingdom. We can just add another text, Jonah 2, verse 9, but I, with shouts of grateful praise, will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will make good. I will say salvation comes from the Lord. So that becomes now the foundation of gratitude, that we have been saved and saved by grace. Now, what happens to us when we find ourselves in suffering? It is that assurance that ultimately I'm going to receive the kingdom. It is that assurance that gave Job that something is behind this, something bigger than I understand. He did question God, of course. In the book of Job, he did say, but why? What is happening? So it's not so much that we may not sometimes be led to doubt God's love, but we always bounce back and get the assurance that indeed He is love. The one example that shook me and still shake me when I read the story is the story of John, the baptizer.
Yeah.
And now, if you look at John, number one, John never got to enjoy youthful life. He never got married. He understood his mission as the forerunner of Christ. Now he gets into trouble because of the gospel. Now he sends the disciples to Jesus. Now, can I remind you these were age mates? Can I remind our listeners that these were cousins? Can I remind the listeners that this birth was divine birth? A special birth that came when the parents could no longer get children. And here he's languishing in the dungeon. And Jesus says, go tell John that the blind can see, the dead are raised, the cripples are healed. And as if to say, I'm not coming to rescue you from the dungeon, but I'm still the Messiah. my love for you hasn't changed because I'm not going to deliver you. And the next thing that John hears is some boots screeching on the floor. And the next thing he sees, the sword cutting him, his throat. And that becomes, as it were, we may say, is this how you repay your forerunner, Lord Jesus Christ? And the disciple, it tells the disciples, that's the greatest prophet. Mm. And then he says, blessed is he who is not offended because of me. In other words, blessed is a Christian who will not doubt my love for him, even when circumstances do not suggest same. So that's one example. I mean, the second example that I would give. But I would go on to say, suffering, it's not that God has deserted us. As we see the Son of God hanging on the cross when he was innocent. So maybe we could recap it by saying, this, what gives us gratefulness and gratitude in the midst of suffering is to know that we have been loved and that our circumstances can never change the mind of God about us.
Now, the importance of gratitude, you know, particularly in the midst of adverse circumstances, is it really
right?
Is it really important?
Yes. If we go a little bit on the other side, it's like you suffering and then. When I'm suffering and I'm complaining, I get a double, or the impact of my pain becomes more. In other words, I lose, should I say, 10 times more, because now in my suffering, in my pain, I must still suffer for not being grateful. Because not being grateful itself can cause disease, can give just more suffering, I'm struggling to say. They're telling us that people who are grateful, when they tend to recover quickly at the theater, one example, that grateful people who are suffering from cancer live longer than those who are grumpy and cursing and lacking in gratitude. So gratitude helps us in our situation. And with us Christians, in one way or another, for definite, our sufferings are temporary. That's something that the devil is hiding behind. Joy will come in the morning, either on this earth or in the hereafter.
Now, what message does that kind of gratitude send to the rest of the world?
You mean in terms of
Yes, in terms of you know, being grateful while you are actually in a situation where actually you shouldn't even be grateful.
Wow, that's the greatest testimony. It actually tells the world that when you have this man Christ, you are not alone. You are never alone. And I may not have ready examples, but right now, but there are so many stories where When, for example, John has, with his fate, there were more Christians, or let me just summarize it, during the persecution, there were more souls that were saved. The gospel spread more by the dying of the martyrs than even the preachings, some writers would claim. So that when people see our faith in adversity, they tend to want to love our God. Because if they say, if he is that great, then I want him, that savior.
Yeah. Now, you know, talking about suffering or adversarial circumstances, what's really the purpose of it? Does it serve any purpose at all? And I mean, sitting in a very serious position of suffering, where there is no light of a possibility of making out of that situation, you start to wonder, is there really any purpose for this at all?
I don't know how to put it exactly, but it to me, it's like, it's not like God uses suffering as the only means he can save us. But when we are in circumstances of suffering, he's always with us. Like yesterday we said, he doesn't say you will not go through David's testimony, if I may rephrase myself. David's testimonies in Psalm 23. He is saying, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they strengthen me. So, but in the preceding chapters, verses, it's all glory. He's just doing in green pastures. But then when the valley comes, David says, when my valleys come, I'm assured that you are present. So it comes from the fact that as long as we are in planet Earth, which is governed by the evil angel, Satan, governed by evil, we will suffer someday, sometimes, to some extent. So when that time comes, we are assured of his love. Not every Christian will go through rough time. Not every time we will go through rough times. But on the other hand, we will find deliverance. Not every Christian will die suffering. God does relieve us from these temporary crucibles some of the time. But at the end, we are making it to glory.
Now, Pastor, before I let you go, what would you say is the greatest lesson for a person who is, you know, in a dark situation, painful, where there's no way out, and yet still find some glimmer of hope to say thank you to God?
Well, maybe even before we go to the times of crucibles, that this illustration that Pastor Chalal, one of the senior pastors who taught us at Bethel College, he would say this man would walk around the in town saying, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord." He walks into a shop, "Praise the Lord, praise the Lord," only stopped when, for example, he's busy doing a transaction. As soon as he's done, as long as he's walking, he would be saying, "Praise the Lord." Then somebody asked him, "Why do you do this?" He says, "You see, it is because God's breath is in me that I'm able to lift my left leg. And when I'm able to lift my right leg, then God's breath is in me. The moment it goes away, I won't be able to walk." So gratitude is a state of mind, irrespective of the circumstances. And we can learn that from Christ himself. We can learn that from Paul. The fact that he was the great servant of the Lord did not save him from being being beheaded. Like Stephen, he was full of the Holy Spirit. He died simply for having Holy Spirit and doing miraculous works. But he still said, even dying, he says, "I can see the Lord." And he was praising God throughout.
Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through and giving us that conversation today. I think I personally have noted a number of things, because at times the situation that you are, the mental state, physical state, and all of these things, nothing actually says, please be grateful for this. In fact, on the contrary, you honestly and naturally, very naturally, just want to complain that this is not going right, that is not going right. Please, God, can you do this? And can you do this? Nowhere in one's mind would it cross gratitude during that period. Thank you so, so much.
Oh, yeah. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.